Okay, finally, let's talk about the myths and facts of the seven-figure badasses and their empires. And so we're doing a little bit more exposing of the system here. But I think it's really important for you to recognize some things that are not really common knowledge about these industry leaders, we'll call them. Because we see all the time on our social media feeds, in our emails, these women who have huge audiences, huge businesses, showing off their lives, very much telling us that they have it all together. And I just want to expose some real facts around this. And these are facts that come from working with people firsthand. They are things that I have heard from the horses' mouths many, many times. And so I just want to lay them out for you here. Because the truth is that most seven-figure businesses are not even turning a 25% profit. What that means is that they're having to do the work to make seven figures, but they're only generating a quarter of that as actual available income. And there's a really good reason for that. And that is that because what they have is a commodity business, they have to get big numbers of people through it. As in, on their list, heading through their funnels, listening and paying attention to them. This is where the hustle comes in, and hustle until they can afford to outsource, and then costs once they can afford to outsource. The expenses, the outgoings, come from masses of advertising, costs to build funnels and programs, costs for staff to manage the number of people coming through their businesses, because these seven-figure badasses have huge client rosters going through low-ticket programs so that they can make that big high-end number that is not a profit number. This is also the difference between seven-figure badass system coaches and those doing transformational work like my clients and I. See, we make the same kinds of profits and more without having to do four times the work. We make those profits by doing the work one time, because we don't have vast numbers of people coming through our business, because we don't need vast numbers of people coming through our business and paying us. So we work with small numbers. So we don't need teams. We don't need funnels. We don't need lots and lots of people coming through our business, taking our profits. Now, that's not to say that we're against hiring people. I am not against hiring people. I am not against spending money in my business. I love spending money in my business. However, I don't see the sense. I really don't see the sense. And, you know, if you do, then all power to you. But I really don't see the sense in having to work four times as hard to create just one times the money. That makes zero sense to me. And that is literally what these seven-figure women, in almost all instances, are doing. They are working their asses off and working their team's asses off to create this number that will impress people and make them want to buy from them, so that they can drive even more people through their business so that they can go out and say, I have a seven-figure business. Well, honestly, so what? You see, it's time for us to detach from money as a success indicator. Yes, you can make lots of money. Yes, you probably want to make lots of money. I love making lots of money. It's amazing to have that money, to have it at my fingertips, to be able to do whatever the hell I want. It is so nice. And it doesn't define my success. It is a byproduct of it, but it is not success in and of itself. Because here's the thing, my friend, there are plenty of people with fuck tons of money who have made their money through the most miserable means imaginable. You know? There are people who spend their lives doing things that make them absolutely miserable, but they make lots of money at it. I'm sure that you could walk into any major legal firm in the world and find people in there who are making at least close to seven figures and hate their lives because of what they spend day in, day out doing. I'm sure there are lots and lots of professions where you can find people who are like that. And honestly, doing something that makes you miserable, something that doesn't feel meaningful to you, that is not success. Like, it doesn't matter how accomplished you are, it doesn't matter how brilliant you are, it doesn't matter one iota how well you invested in crypto or how well you invested in a property portfolio or anything. If it doesn't make you happy, or if you don't have something else that is making you happy, then it's not success, my friend. And I am really seeking to redefine the ways in which we recognize success through happiness and meaningful existence, which basically means meaningful impact. And this is something that those seven-figure badasses are seriously lacking. And you already know this. I know that you already know this, but sometimes you really have to have these things pointed out to you before you can really know it, like on a deeper level. So what I want you to do, my love, is to stop comparing yourself to these people who, you know, and they're brilliant people. They have the potential to be huge game-changing leaders, but right now they're not changing the game. They're just playing the same game, because making money to them still feels like success. Or maybe it doesn't feel like it, but because they are more concerned about what people on the outside think than about what they feel on the inside, they continue to pursue it because they want to be seen as successful, and they know that that is how people outside will recognize them as successful. But money ain't success, my friend. And working, you know, doing work four times just to make that money so that you can take home a quarter of it, that doesn't make sense. Okay, now that is the end of module 3. My God, we are flying through. So go off, do all of your integration tasks. Please listen again and again until this really starts to hit home. And yeah, I'll see you in module 4.